Allow me to speak while I'm seated. I'd like to ask for, I'd like to thank you for your continued support and understanding. Thank you very much indeed. Let me start my report on the first quarter financial results for the fiscal year ending March 31st, 2014. First of all, the first quarter consolidated financial results. There are eight key points. First, the summary of the quarterly consolidated financial results. Thanks to very strong stock market, we were able to record large increase in revenue and profit. Operating revenue was 80.105 billion yen. Operating income was 31,278 million yen, which is 700.8% increase year on year. Profit before income tax and expenses were 30.457 billion, up 787.4%. Profit for the period was 17,829 million, 682.3% increase year on year, of which profit attributable to the owner of the company was 16.269 billion yen, up 1,059.6 billion. Looking at the operating revenue by segment, financial services business, 38.48 billion yen, up 62.6%. Asset management business, 38.99 billion yen, up 235%. Bio-related business, 1.272 billion, up 360.9%. Others, mainly real estate related, 1.738 billion, up 4.5%. As for profit before income tax expense by segment, financial services, 9.921 billion, 1,405.5% increase. Asset management business, 21.926 billion, up 331%. Biotechnology related business turned to profitability of 71 million yen, others 201 million yen. So in all segments, we were able to record a profit. As you know, we introduce IFRS, International Financial Reporting Standards, and this is the first time that we can make a year-on-year comparison since the introduction of IFRS. We can compare the first quarter of last year and the first quarter of this year on a year-on-year basis, since they are both based on the International Financial Reporting Standards. Since we moved to IFRS, I think this was a really good decision, because by doing so, the people who are watching our development, be it analysts or investors, they can have more transparent views of our results. And the business environment is reflected in a timely and accurate manner under IFRS. So more accurate results can be viewed by basing on IFRS. Altogether, as for the companies included in the consolidation, there were 139 group companies as of March 31st, 2012, of which 88 were consolidated subsidiaries, whereas under IFRS, number of group companies is 217 and consolidated subsidiaries 144. And consolidated partnership increased from 30 to 35. Equity method companies up from 21 to 38. In other words, when we have the equity ownership of 50% under IFRS, those companies are consolidated. So the scope of consolidation expanded as a result of the adoption of IFRS. As for financial services business, the fair value valuation is applied. So assets and liabilities affected by changes in the market are directly reflected. For example, in the case of SBI Sumishin Net Bank, under the Japan GAAP, this quarter, net income was 2.2 billion. 2.2 billion, and since we have 50% ownership, our income would be 1.1 billion. That is, if based on Japan GAAP. Whereas under IFRS, it's minus 800 million. So we're talking about the difference of 1.9 billion. Why is it negative under IFRS? Well, because of the valuation loss of the government bonds, which fell during this period, which resulted in these negative values. So in a way, financial institutions, I believe, should all adopt IFRS, especially given the current situation where there are various uncertainties regarding the bond price. Because under the Abenomics, the target is 2% inflation rate, which would mean that the interest rate would go up, and therefore the bond prices would go down. If IFRS is not adopted, then those realities would not be captured, and therefore you will not be able to see the real state. At the time of the non-performing loans problems in Japan, the same issue. Nobody knew what the real size of the non-performing loans were. It turned out that it was over 100 trillion yen amongst the financial institutions only. So on a quarterly basis, if you are basing on IFRS, you can see the actual situation. So I think all of the financial institutions in Japan should adopt IFRS, and the deferment of the expenses which are allowed under J-GAAP is not allowed in IFRS. The amortization of deferred assets under Article 113 of the insurance business law in SBI Insurance, therefore, shows the difference here. As for asset management business, this is the business that is most affected by the IFRS concept. Especially for listed issues, the volatilities go up. So the stocks that we hold, we haven't sold yet, their fair values need to be measured quarterly as of the end of June, September, December, and March. As for the unlisted issues, compared to the listed issues, the volatility is limited. However, the fair value assessment fluctuates in accordance with the business expansion or profitability improvement at the investee companies. So by showing the results based on the IFRS, the investors can see the actual value, the asset, the accurate value of the assets held. As for the biotechnology-related business, there is no great difference with J-GAAP, but when a company is bought or sold, the valuation will be based on IFRS, and the intellectual property also will be valued under IFRS. The third key item, or the highlight, is the successful implementation of the Brilliant Cut initiative in the financial services business. It is said that the diamonds are most brilliant when they have 58 sides. That is the reason why we chose 58 business entities to polish them thoroughly. That's been our policy: increase the number of profitable companies and improve their earnings capability, reduce the number of unprofitable businesses, and also improve on their profitability, the earnings capability, so as to improve on our overall profitability. That is the reason why we have been able to see the increase of approximately 11.6 billion yen. Looking at major loss-making companies within financial services, we have to look at SBI Insurance and SBI Card. As for SBI Insurance, finally, the business is going in the direction of where I want it to be. The combined ratio during fiscal 2013 first quarter dipped below 100% to 95.6%, which is an index that reflects profitability. And of course, because of the policy reserve, when the number of contracts increase, the business expenses will go up. But we believe that we are going in the direction of profitability, targeting substantial quarterly profitability in fiscal 2013 on IFRS consolidated basis, as well as full-year profitability in fiscal 2015 and an IPO in fiscal 2016. As for SBI Card, which has been affecting our business negatively, I was reluctant to sell this, although we were approached by some of the interested parties to acquire this because we felt that this will prove to be helpful and beneficial in our future business. But big loss, of course, is not good news. The fact that it has both Mastercard and Visa Card is pushing up the expenses, and therefore, as of the end of September of 2013, the SBI Card Plus services is to be terminated, and we believe that this would improve on our cost structure and result in lower losses. And we expect profitability during the next fiscal year. Social lending, remittance, I think, would become profitable in due course. So all these problematic areas are getting closer to being solved. So I think as far as financial services are concerned, we are making a significant headway. Next, acquisition of Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank and its impact. I understand that many people have concern about this, but on this matter, we have been looking into it from many different directions and decided to acquire it. And a steady step is being taken from the Financial Supervisory Service of Korea and the Financial Services Commission of Korea. In negotiation, there were several critical issues that needed to be covered, and therefore, we decided not to make an investment in a lump sum. With regards to the assessment, as of the end of March, we reevaluated credits and debts based on IFRS and conservatively provided allowance for bad debt in order to avoid future negative impact on the group's consolidated results. In terms of allowance for bad debt, in terms of the percentage of operating receivables, it is now 46%, totaling 171.6 billion yen. So that's the situation we're in. During the first quarter of this year, the bank secured profit before income tax expense of 800 million yen on IFRS basis. Some reversals of the allowance for bad debt for major customers are being recorded, and the bank believes that the additional incurring of major bad debts will be minimum during this fiscal year and is expected to post a profit also in and after the second quarter. The background is this: the macroeconomic situation in South Korea. We believe that the situation is changing, bottoming out on April-June quarter. It's 1.1% growth year-on-year in terms of real GDP. What's important is, as a result of the policy measures, the construction investments and others are increasing because Hyundai Swiss Savings have been lending to the developers. With the land prices plummeting, the collateral value plummeted, resulting in or turning into bad loans. And since developers have other projects as well, they were hard-pressed to get financing, resulting in the termination of construction work, in which case we have to identify those as bad loan, bad debt, which is what happened. But as a result of the policy measures by the government under the new administration, under the new President Park, land is considered to be very important in terms of its impact on the Korean economy. So to make sure that the land prices will be bottomed out and will rise going forward, which was a challenge for the new president, several measures had been implemented. And housing prices, with the policy interest rate increasing and hovering, housing prices started to decline. In September, December of 2012, until around March, it was negative. It was negative growth on a month-to-month basis. But now it has bottomed out, finally. So, relatively soon is the speed at which the housing prices seem to move in Korea, be it upward or downward. So we expect improvement going forward, recovery going forward. In determining the value of a company, what's most important for us is the earnings capability. The bad debt being provisioned for is something else, because they can work on making recovering the loans. The question is, most important question is, what is the true potential for growth, for earnings, once those bad loans are eliminated? On average, 7-8% is the bad loan percentage. What would be the margin out of that? The deposit interest and loan interest difference. That is the biggest factor in determining the earnings capability. When we look at the period between the fiscal year ending June 08 and fiscal year ending in June 2012, the average profit before allowance for bad debt was about 18.7 billion yen. So basically, the earnings capability, that potential, does exist. What we need to do is work on improving on that capability. So first, the bad debt needs to be disposed of, and therefore the Korean financial institution made the evaluation as of the end of March, and for the debt portion that does not meet the BIS standards of 7% were instructed to be augmented. In order to inject money, we asked that certain specific issues be resolved. That's the gist of the discussions we have had so far. And in August, we decided to allow or inject 27.3 billion yen. That was a decision made at the board today. 16.1 billion additional money would be needed, and we are considering assuming that by the end of December, which has not yet been decided on officially by the board, but at least that explanation was made at the board. but the commitment has not yet been made. In terms of Japanese yen, 37.8 billion yen, if that is injected, then the BIS standards will be satisfied, which should more or less put an end to the bad debt issue. 37.8 billion. Some people are concerned about this sizable investment, but they have been retained already. This amount is retained, and therefore new bonds will not be issued to finance this amount. As I said earlier, the macroeconomic and semi-macroeconomic situations in Korea are improving, and we are sending our people to Korea for vetting. Of course, the auditing was performed during the first quarter with the help of the audit company. And plus 800 million yen was the amount that we came to as a result of these vetting. We do not see the need for additional money, but just in case, I'm instructing that we should be prepared. As for how we're going to assume that, prepare for the listing of this and that, or sell this and that. Make those kinds of considerations. That's step one. So that we will be prepared. We are well poised to make emergency injection. As I said earlier, if this had been real bad business, about 40% of the operational debt was recognized as loss at one time, based on a very conservative view. That is the current situation. So that is not going to have a major impact on the profit and loss. That is the way I view the situation. So, with the funds raised, how would that be used? So far, the bank did not satisfy the 7% BIS standards, and therefore, legally, they were prohibited from engaging in active marketing activities. But now they will be ready to do that. They're going to do more internet-based operations so as to reduce the personnel cost, and new products will be launched so as to expand the profit. Various measures will be implemented. The current schedule is on September 1st, which I think is a holiday. The name is going to be changed to SBI Savings. On September 1st, I am scheduled to be in Korea myself. But on the 14th, on the 14th of August, the Financial Council will be convened, and we will be scrutinized as to the effect of our measures. We are already explaining that our measures are going to have the impact. But when we see the way the local media are reporting, the response is rather positive. So we believe that our plan could proceed as expected. The most costly thing to do is to close a live bank, for example, the long-term credit bank in Japan. To continue to inject money to keep it alive, or to put money to terminate the business, which is more costly? The latter. Since the money, the fund, is going to flow from Japan, We believe this is going to be effective. The previous management was not disciplined at all. Until we send our own people to that bank, until we took control of the management, we were not aware of the real situation. We had to just believe the results of the auditing performed by the audit company, auditors. We will learn the truth only when we send our own people. And based on what we have learned, we plan to implement various actions. The small and medium-sized corporate companies and regular workers are to be promoted so that they can benefit from the growth of the economy. That is one of the targets of the policies of the new Park government. We should see more efficiency in the company management. And with new people, we believe that the bank is going to change entirely, especially given its very fundamental earnings capability. As for new loans, so far they had been refrained from doing that. At the same time, deposit was increasing. Reduce the deposit interest rate and reduce deposit is what we have been saying. So, parallel to the continued debt collection efforts, as well as by issuing new loans, we will try to work on improving the portfolio. Of course, we need to retrieve the fund that we inject directly and indirectly. Well, we will be maintaining the 51% equity ownership. Anything beyond that, we are thinking of selling to the financial institutions and business enterprises in Korea with whom we can expect strategic partnership. We will be organizing a target fund so that indirectly we can use it as future sale. So we are planning to retrieve our money as quickly as possible. 51% level will be maintained. We are going to take control and fundamentally change this bank and hopefully change this into commercial bank, savings bank. Could be something else. When the interest is between 8% and 30%, rather broad-ranged, that is when, or actually legally, we can have an interest rate up to 35% allowed for savings bank. So Takefuji, IFO, Como, or Acom, those consumer financing companies that used to thrive in Japan. In a way, this savings bank operation could be more interesting. However, by transforming this into commercial banks, there'll be more opportunities to make money using our expertise. So as a next step, I'm hoping that we can transform this bank to a commercial bank. But that's down the road. Next item, planned full-scale re-entry into the life insurance business upon approval of the acquisition of shares of PCA Life Insurance. When this is realized, our domestic financial ecosystem will be completed with the three core financial businesses at its core. SBI Securities will be the center of securities activities. SBI Sumishin Net Bank as the core of banking business, and we're going to have this insurance business expanded. These are the three pillars, the three cores of our financial ecosystem. We expect synergy between two of each three. And, of course, supporting functions will prove to be effective as well. So this is a very organically organized ecosystem based on internet, which I think is unique in the world. And I am extremely grateful and appreciative of the fact that we were able to do this in 13 years since we entered into this business. So we are going to acquire PCA Life Japan from Prudential PLC. The net income for fiscal 2012 was 4 billion, with ordinary revenue of over 30 billion. When we compare to other online insurers, LifeNet, AXA Direct Life, and Rakuten Insurance, the ordinary profit is quite different. Total assets are different, and the number of insurance contracts are rather different as well. We need to develop the front office portion for the internet business, but it's not going to be that costly. We already have a very good back office function, so this is going to be a very efficient operation. And AXA Direct, the predecessor of this, the partner had the priority in terms of the product lineup. There were various constraints in terms of the insurance-based products that we really wanted to sell, but those constraints are not an issue this time around. But for life insurance, internet-based operation might be difficult. With SBI Mortgage, we faced a similar challenge, and that is the reason why we opened various plazas to have more of the face-to-face channel, to see synergy with internet channel and face-to-face channel. Buying a house, buying a car is a very expensive decision-making, and there's always a question as to whether the consumers would be making decisions on those massive loans, mortgages, on the internet experience, internet interface alone. Consumers would feel more comfortable by having a face-to-face channel. That is the lesson that we learned, and we are thinking of doing the same for a life insurance operation as well. We have SBI Securities, SBI Insurance, SBI Sumishin Net Bank, and we have SBI Money Plaza. We have Iron Corporation, 32%. And VL Financial Partners, we have 43.9%. Newton Financial Consulting, we own 29%. Financial Agency, 34.4%. Those two are the ones doing the inbound and outbound soliciting. And WebCrew is our business partner. So that is the face-to-face channel lineup that we have. With this, we believe that we can quickly grow our business and differentiate ourselves from our competitors. And as a life insurance company for the asset liability management, we have already hired very talented personnel for improved efficiency in asset management. As for non-life, SBI Insurance, we have been successfully growing our business because of this very good synergy between the websites for comparisons and actual agencies. About 30 or 20 6.9% of businesses from agencies come from our own channels, SBI Money Plaza, AUTO1, etc. So we do have a very organic structure that is very efficient, that is not costly in operation, and that is the strength of our operation. Item number six, first-ever quarterly profit for the biotechnology-related business. During the first quarter of 2012, the loss of 0.69 billion was recorded. It turned to profitability of 0.7 billion yen. On a full-year basis, we anticipate milestone income at Quark from Pfizer and Novartis. So the milestone income, most probably from Novartis, would be realized, totaling $33.8 million. And as for SBI Pharmaceuticals, the five-ALA supply is to start within this fiscal year to Japanese pharma majors. So we believe that the full-year profitability is rather possible. And the total assets increased because of the consolidation. As the customer transactions at SBI Securities increased owing to the sharp recovery in the stock market, securities-related assets, including cash segregated as deposits, significantly increased. And at Hyundai Swiss, debt recovery progressed with the decrease in deposits from customers, and as a result, assets decreased. Total assets increased, and the ratio of equity attributable to owners of the company improved from 22.9% to 23%. Turning to operating cash flow status, total 69.226 billion yen. Profit before income tax expense totaled 30.457 billion. An increase in assets and liabilities related to securities business totaled 30.4 billion yen. These are the major items. As for Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank, while decreasing the balance of deposits from customers by purposely reducing deposit interest rates, it is steadily progressing with debt recovery as well. As a result, the net cash from operating activities resulted in 69.2 billion. As for the balance between short-term debts and long-term debts, in August, we issued straight bonds worth 30 billion with maturities of 3 years. We will extend debt maturities by reducing the balance of short-term debts, such as one-year SBI bond, the Euro MTN. So we try to maintain the balance between the short-term debts and long-term debts. In terms of cash and deposits, as of the end of June, 175.1 billion. The forecasts for this fiscal year, so far we have refrained from making those forecasts. I'd like to share with you, for the very first time, some of the conceptual or the qualitative information. Assuming that the current market situation, economic situation, continues for the second quarter onward, we expect more profit from the financial services. As for asset management, we are planning the IPOs of the investee companies. And Axera, a U.S. company, is really promising, we believe. It is to be IPOed in Japan. The preparation is underway. We have 16.9% equity ownership, making us the second largest shareholder following the owner, the founder of the company. The third largest is the Otsuka Pharmaceutical. This is the company that has the medicine for the degenerative eye disease. It is said that in the world, there are over 150 million patients. It is in phase 2B of clinical trial with iPS cells generating retina efforts are underway. But even if this is to proceed in Japan, it will be quite some time before this will benefit a large number of people. So if I could use the analogy of mountain climbing, the development is in the fifth station now. It also has treatment therapy for glaucoma as well. So if this company succeeds, that will be translated into a large capital gain. And the auto server, we have 43.8% share. This is scheduled to IPO in the second half. It was back into fiscal 2005 that we recorded the best ever result. That was based on Japan GAAP. Back then, the consolidated operating income was 49.6 billion, and we expect that we could exceed that during this fiscal year. The biggest contributor would be the successful IPO of Acucela. In addition, about 17 companies are to be IPO'd. That's the schedule for this year. Already three or four of them have been IPO'd. One of them being Reprosen. 2.25 is the initial price after listing compared to the launch. During the lockup period, when the multiple reaches 2 or 2.5, in many cases in Japan, in which case we can sell right away and make profit. Of course, we're not thinking of selling all of our shares. We want to hold on to some of the companies.
So the first quarter fiscal year 2013 overview of principal companies in each segment and status of activities under the newly adopted aggressive management approach. We start with the SBI Securities, and all in all of those companies shown here on year-on-year basis, they posted positive results. And as I mentioned, the SBI submission, because of the equity the approach, the minus the 7 now becomes the minus 8, so or 0.7 minus 0.7 became minus 0.8 the first quarter. Now the SBI Securities, as to the individual stock trading, since the end of last year, the first quarter of fiscal year 2013. 127,178.3 billion yen, and especially in the May, we achieved the 57,090 billion, exceeding the previous record of 42,952.4 billion in December. So the May was a wonderful result. We saw a drop in July compared to June, but we are seeing upward trend. As to the SBI Securities on J-GAAP basis, the operating revenue, the plus 129.9%, 21,101 million. With the operating the income, 9,786 million, or up 586.1%. Ordinary income, 9,746 million, or up 569.9 million. And as you can see, the operating revenue increased by 38.8%. Net operating income plus 37.9%. Operating income 62.4%. Ordinary income 64.9%. And net profit plus 110.5%. So we have the posted dominant results. Here is the comparison of basis points among the major online securities companies. SBI is 2.4. The Matsui decreased its figures from 12.7 to 7.2. So the lower than Monex. The basis points is calculated as commissions divided by stock brokerage trading value. So it's the fee, the rate. So the Matsui is now lower than the Monex. The loops daily, the free trade, I think, is the main reason. The number of the accounts, the 202.7 the million, or the 7.1 trillion yen of deposit assets, we have dominant results. SBI share of individual stock trading value is 33.9%, a very dominant position, of which SBI share of individual margin trading value is 36.4%. Compared to the first quarter of fiscal year 2012, where we had 34.9%, we increased it to 36.4% in the first quarter of fiscal year 2013. So our share increased also for individual margin trading value. The Matsui's number increased from 7.4 to 12.5%, where that increase came from. Well, Okasan reduced its share from 6.2 to 4.1, and Click from 8.7 to 7.9. The customers, some of them of Okasan and Click, used to be the customers of Matsui, and the Matsui lost some of those customers. But now, with the RUP services with zero fees, Matsui is now recovering some of the other customers. Other than that, not so much change, and not so much change for Monex or Cab.com. For Rakuten, the slight 0.2% decrease for Rakuten for stock trading value, but also Rakuten increased its margin trading value from 15.8 to 16.1. Well, for example, the Okasan and other securities firms are having a very profitable face-to-face tradings. So they are raising, actually, the fees for the net trading. The stockage brokerage trading value and commissions for stock brokerage trading value increased 1.7 times, the commissions by 1.5 times. And the financial the revenue increased by 48.6%, and the open interest credit balance compared to the fourth quarter, the first quarter booked actually the historical high. The investment trust the first quarter increased by 13.5% investment trust fees, and the quarterly balance also increased greatly. Quarterly high record. And now the FX trading rigid gains, 1,126 million yen, so the very good result here again. As to IPO performance, which has been one of our focuses, as to the IPO underwriting our underwriting share is 85.7% with the other six underwritings. And we played the lead manager role in five IPO cases. And our underwriting share for the fiscal year 2012 was 77.8%. So we are strengthening this area. And as to the hot topic, NISA, the tax-exempt system for small investment, as of the end of the July, we already received 320,000 applications. And we have the lowest level of commission fee among its peers. And we provide night trading using the PTS. And as to the investment trust, over 1,300 investment trusts, including the largest number of no-load investment trusts in the industry. As to foreign stocks, we provide foreign stocks of nine countries, highest number of the countries among the major online securities the companies. And as to the customer satisfaction assessment, we are ranked, we are evaluated very highly. And as to SBI Japan Next, the trading value increased greatly with the 182.1 billion yen on May 24th. It's a historical record compared to Japan Next, PTS, and Chai Next. Our performance is dominant. Recently, we even reached the 7% of TSE. Right now, it is on the level of, say, 5 to 6%. And as to PTS, it seems that it is now well embedded in the industry. As to the results, the first the quarter, we already exceeded the result of the last full year of 228 million with 280 million only in the first quarter of this year. And we are now considering a public offering or partial sale of shares. And now we have 20 participating companies on our PTS, and foreign companies and a few Japanese companies expected to participate. Next, SBI liquidity market, FX, the trading. So we started SBI FX trade on May 30th, 2012, under SBI liquidity the market. And now it is showing a rapid growth. As to SBI liquidity market, its operating income before allocation for first quarter. The before allocation means that the before allocating to the securities and other group companies, this the operating income before allocation. The click 365 has 18 connected companies, while SBI Liquidity Markets has only three companies, namely SBI Securities, SBI Sumishin Net Bank, and SBI FX Trade from May 30th, 2012. But SBI Liquidity Markets trading volume is almost 13 times that of Click 365, and SBI liquidity market share rose to 14.4% in June 2013. And among the 51 companies, if we combine the three SBI group companies, it will be ranked number three. And number four is the cyber agent purchased by Yahoo, I think. Now, SBI, the FX trade, provides the industry's narrowest level of spreads on all major currency pairs to provide an overwhelming advantage in customers' trading capacity. And this is SBI liquidity market, the 1,826 million, or up 18.6% before allocation. Now, SBI Sumishin Net Bank, the number of accounts, as of the end of the June, it was about 1.8 million, or the other change of the deposits. In June, it was deposit amount was the 2,888 billion yen, and exceeded the 3 trillion yen line for the first time in terms of deposit the balance, and among those the 40 the companies, we are ranked number 3 as to deposits accumulating, and we are expecting to be ranked among the top 30 within this the fiscal year. The SBI Securities the synergy the focus here is the SBI hybrid the deposits of SBI Sumishin Net Bank. The market is good, and the other customers of the SBI Securities, more and more customers are opening the other bank accounts as well. And already the other in 6 months of this year increased by 216 billion yen. About 35% of the other securities customers also open the net banks the accounts as well. So the number of accounts is also increasing. We need to invest 3 trillion yen. Our auto loan balance was 174 billion and net loan 51.7 billion as of the end of June, respectively. And housing loans balance is 1,264.3 billion as of the end of June 2013, as the cumulative total of housing loans exceeded 1.4 trillion yen on April 24th. To the cumulative total of housing the loans. We have two pillars here for the other housing loans, which is a very long the obligation. And if we extend only long-dated loans, that will be a problem on the bank's ALM. But the it sells so well, so what should we do? That's why we came up with two pillars. In other words, the first of the pillars is housing loans via SBI Sumishin Net Bank's alliance with real estate companies. And the second the pillar is the alliance with the Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank. They are one of our shareholders as well, and we are serving as banking agency for Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank since January 2012. So through these two pillars, we achieved an increase of 23.1% year-on-year in the first quarter of 2013. And we need to improve and strengthen the business ecosystem of SBI Sumishin Net Bank, and that's why we are coming up with different mechanisms, including purpose loans and net loans and SBI Credit, which was sold to the subsidiary of Marubeni. And Marubeni is now expanding their business, expanding its business to the areas where we could not work. That is the mechanism that we are applying here. So we sold that particular entity to Marubeni. The very important the lending relationship that continues, and our lending balance increases. So 10.09% is the capital ratio in the first quarter after the 11 billion yen worth the issuance of subordinate bonds. That was the second issuance for individual investors. Now the wallet service. It is being improved. Currently, we have about 60 alliance partners, including JAL, and the FX trading services providers. As to account transfer service, we have more than 70 alliance partners, including direct marketers, credit card companies, and insurers. We have tie-ups with Chubu Electric Power and Japan Broadcasting Corporation, and we're expanding our services to include account transfer of utilities charges. On top of that, we have the business relationship with the Internet Japan Racing Association for the public racing, providing internet bidding services. We are the ranked number one for four consecutive years by a very prestigious JCSI customer satisfaction survey. As to the ordinary income of SBI Sumishin Net Bank, in the first quarter, the 3,652 billion. And compared to the previous quarter, plus 173.9%. The expectation is that our ordinary income will exceed 10 billion yen for this the fiscal year. And what about comparison with other the players? The balance of loans of SBI Sumishin is significantly greater than other players, and the ordinary revenue as well as ordinary income, we have dominant results. And for the Sony, the results will be announced on August 12th, but their results will not be so good. I believe that SBI Sumishin will be number one in terms of net profit. We are number one as well. Auto insurance contracts of SBI Insurance increased by 30.9% year on year. The increase of 30.9% the quarter on quarter, and the 26.9% increase for the premium income to 5,797 million yen. And we took measures to increase profitability. Now we are in phase three. Especially important in phase three is with the revision of the advisory rate, we raised premiums 1% on average while maintaining price competitiveness. And as to the vehicle insurance, suspension of the 0 through 100,000 yen self-payment discontinued because the loss ratio in this category is very high. And also, the more rigorous and granular filtering of risks at the time of solicitation. So these are the measures to increase profitability, and we were very active in that area. The result is this. The combined ratio, namely operating expense ratio plus net loss ratio, finally, it became far less than 100% level. The targeting substantive quarterly profitability in 2013 on an IFRS consolidated basis, as well as full year profitability in fiscal year 2015 and an IPO in 2016. Actually, I think we can accelerate this schedule even more. And as to the service level improvement, we opened a new call center in Tosu, Saga Prefecture, with SBI Business Support. The name of the center is SBI Insurance Kyushu Contact Center, which is expected to be a big center. And for the reinforcement of the claim support structure, we increased number of staff. And we will continue to increase the number of our service centers. So we are very focused on the improvement of customer services. And in any scale, we are ranked number one in the SES assessment. SBI Mortgage, in the KOSPI, the SBI Mortgage is already listed. And the announcement was on July 24th, and a 29.4% increase year on year net operating revenue, or 51.2% increase for pre-tax profit, or 51.1% for net profit.
As for outstanding housing loan balance, it exceeded 1,586 billion yen, and it continues to increase. As of the May 2013, cumulative total of housing loans surpassed 2 trillion yen. And flat 35 market share in terms of the number of loans issued has reached 26%. Flat 35. There is an independent administrative agency that provides flat 35 program. And in terms of number of loans issued, out of 330 financial institutions, we have the highest share. Almost all of the financial institutions in Japan are included. With 26% share, we are number one. And the CEO of the public corporation came to give us an award. And 10.8% share is the number two company's share. So you can see how dominant we are. SBI Money Plaza, it started operation on June 15, 2012. And 500 million yen target operating income was achieved in the first quarter 2013. In 2013, at the end of July 2013, the number of shops is 352 and insurance clinic provided by earlier mentioned IRIC and VL's Mitsubashi Insurance Farm Shops. If these are included, the number of shops has reached 628. As for profit, 500 million yen is achieved. We are profitable in the first year, and in the first quarter, operating income of 500 million yen was achieved. Money Plaza, under the brand of Money Plaza, there are 352 and Insurance Clinic and Mitsubashi 276, and they will also bear the same Money Plaza brand. And a total of 628 shops will exist. 419 is insurance and web Kermit. We have by far quite a dominant share. Out of 20 insurance, we are carrying the products of 20 insurance companies, and where we can gain the highest margins, we are selling these products. And there was a company where FSA was raising issues with, and we are making sure that we will not have the same experience. And I have been quite stringently instructing that we should avoid such a situation and have been properly managing the business. And we are listening to customers' desires, and based on the customer's situation, we are recommending product that best meets the customer's situation and needs. And by carrying products from 20 insurance companies as insurance clinic, we should provide consultation to customers. And we should not be basing our decision on how large our margins are. Was it the Sony Life Insurance? It is both the problem with the customer as well as the distributor as well as the seller. And that is why FSA has found issue with this. This is an incredible situation. Morningstar, it is also smoothly improving or growing performances. Net sales, operating income, order income, net profit are all growing. Asset management business. Asset management business operating revenue or sales is 27.4 plus. This is year-on-year amount change. And profit loss from the change in fair value and profit loss on sales of investment securities, this is 17 billion. And Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank, 10.4. Asset management's profit before income tax expense is 21.9. And profit loss from the change in fair value and profit loss on sales of investment securities, 22.8. Hyundai Swiss Savings, 0.8. Investee under management and consolidation, 0.1. Others, negative 1.8. Negative number in others increased. In Japan, U.S., and China, when we look at major stock markets, in the first quarter 2013, from April to June, Nikkei rose, New York Stock Exchange rose, and Shanghai also rose. Yeah, but China declined drastically, and China-related stocks, those that are listed, the values declined. And we are marking to market. When we divide into listed companies and unlisted companies, Ripple Cell was listed, and Venture revitalized securities was also sold and 27.4 plus. As for unlisted companies, valuation losses from changes in fair value of China-related securities, because of that reason, negative 4.6. As I've mentioned earlier, public offering price and initial price, when we compare that, it's 2.38 times with the timing difference. It is different from the number earlier mentioned. It's now 2.38 times, and it's progressing smoothly. Average of a year earlier is 1.53 times. Average ratio of initial price to public offering price has grown. And there are promising venture capital investees, Acucela, Autoserver, Eli Power. And these are promising venture capital business. As for Eli Power, it is in mass production of high-capacity lithium-ion batteries and development and manufacturing of batteries and peripheral equipment and systems. This is a very interesting company in which we have 4.8% share. I believe this is also a promising company. As I mentioned earlier, IPO, 17 companies are expected. Three companies went through IPOs. Fiscal 2012, it was 12, so the number of companies has grown by 5. As for biotech related, Quark is now under biotech, and 71.6% is SBI's equity investment. And lead manager is Mizuho, and we are preparing for IPO. Japanese companies are going through preparation for IPO, and Pfizer and Novartis, these are world, global mega pharma, and we have milestone agreement. And there is no such company like this that has gone through IPO, where there is a milestone agreement with these global mega pharma for diabetic maculopathy and age-related macular degeneration. From Acucela, it's a dry type, but with co-development with Pfizer, this is age-related, and this is injection type, injection into eyes directly. And this is now going through phase 2B. And as for kidney transplantation, delayed graft function, where there is a rejection of the transplantation, the drug is given. And this is with a Novartis. It is now in phase 2A. It is also for acute kidney injury. And ALA related pharmaceutical product number, the first pharmaceutical product, it is applying for listing on the NHI drug list. After obtaining manufacturer and marketing approval, there will be Chuikyo meeting or Central Social Insurance Medical Council in August, where reimbursement price is expected to be determined. And this is an intraoperative diagnostic agent for malignant glioma. If there is a brain tumor, ALA can be given orally, and the ingredient will the protoporphyrin, an active substance, will go through a brain barrier. There is very few number of substances, such as glucose, that will go through brain barrier because these are nutrition for brain, and it will go through brain barrier and will attach to the tumors. And protoporphyrin will be concentrated in brain tumors. And if a special light is illuminated, only the tumors will be illuminated in red. The open head surgery will be conducted intraoperatively. This diagnostic agent can be used. In a brain, it was very difficult to determine brain tumor cells and normal cells. And the resection had to be done carefully. And doctors were afraid of taking out normal cells. And therefore, some tumors were left. But with the illuminated, red illuminated tumors, it is very easy to see the tumor. And resection will be easier. And we expect that recurrence can be reduced with this intraoperative diagnostic agent. And this is going to be indicated for other indications such as bladder cancer. And with five universities, including Kochi University, doctor-initiated research is underway. Clinical research is underway. Phase 3 was completed in 2012, and we are targeting to obtain approval towards the end of 2014. And we would also like to include indication to including colorectal cancer or GI cancer. In the United Kingdom, since last December, phase one clinical trial started. This is chemotherapy-induced anemia. 5-ALA can be used to treat cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia. That is what we are trying to see. Anti-cancer drug is given for patients who receive or do not receive surgery for cancer. And a high percentage of patients are suffering from chemotherapy-related induced anemia, which reduces quality of life substantially. And we would like to file submission for indication to treat cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia. We are starting in UK. And phase one clinical trial is finished, and report is now being prepared. And quite soon, we expect to begin phase two. And phase two, we are selecting a partner with which we are going to carry out a phase two. The organization called CRO, Contracted Research Organizations, we are in the process of selecting CRO for phase two. And then we'll start phase two. When we begin phase two in the United States and UK, there is an agreement. And if phase two is begun in UK, automatically in the United States, phase two can be started. And therefore, in the United States as well, we will begin phase two trial. And that is the plan. And preparation is underway. And there is not many drugs to treat cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia. And we expect a large market. ALA Plus Gold was launched to increase a product lineup. Natural Bio, Natural BCAA were already available. Per tablet, it is six times as much concentration in comparison to Natural Bio and two times as much in comparison to Natural BCAA. The product name is ALA Plus Gold, and the price is 9,800 yen. And it will be sold by dispensing pharmacies, consulting pharmacies, and drugstores nationwide by about 230 pharmacies. This is going to be sold as a health food, and it is approved by MHLW as a health food. This is 5-ALA phosphate, 5-aminolevulinic acid phosphate. And the pharmaceutical product is 5-aminolevulinic acid hydrochloride. But cosmetics and health food, it's 5-ALA phosphate. In Bahrain, well, Prime Minister Abe will be visiting Berlin shortly on around the 25th or 26th of this month. And I'm reviewing whether I should also visit Bahrain at the same time. If it's decided that from business community in Japan, a delegation should be visiting Bahrain, I would also like to visit together and with Prime Minister and with the King in case. If possible, there may be a signing ceremony for two projects in the presence of the Prime Minister and the King, although it is not decided yet. In Bahrain, with the defense forces for diabetes and with Arabian Gulf University Hospital and with a Bahrain Medical University using ALA, a diabetes clinical research alliance agreement is already signed. And when Crown Prince visited Japan, we had a signing ceremony the other day. And when the King visited, we also had a signing ceremony. And for colorectal cancer, photodynamic therapy for cancer, we have reached agreement with King Hamad Hospital in Bahrain Medical University. And in Bahrain, we would like to build a manufacturing plant for ALA using Muntalket Holding Company's funding, a government funding agency. And with that agency, and we have reached a basic agreement to conduct feasibility study. And Bahrain Development Bank, BDB, Bahrain Development Bank, with that bank for fundraising and for funding planning and for various advice and provision of the funding, we have signed a basic agreement. In Bahrain, although the population is small, about 16 to 17% of the population has diabetes. And in Middle East, all of the countries have about 15 to 17% incidence of diabetes. And therefore, diabetic incidence is quite high in Middle East. And by establishing a manufacturing facility in Bahrain, we can use this as the base to supply. Dawani Group Holding is the entity with which we will be establishing a joint venture for health food. And quite shortly, health food and cosmetics sales will begin. What is quite good about this is that when we enter into phase two, as I've mentioned earlier, for example, we have clinical trial for chemotherapy-induced anemia in UK. When we begin phase two for other diseases, we can also start from phase two without going through phase one, because phase one is toxicity study, and phase one has already been completed without problem. And therefore, for phase two, we can select several diseases. And for these diseases, several of them, we would like to begin phase two. However, having said so, we would like to introduce a series of phase two, one after another, but that will require enormous amount of funding. And what I am thinking about is to partner with Arabian governments. We will be providing intellectual property, and funding can be provided with a 50-50 joint venture. Funding coming from Middle Eastern governments. And that is what I'm thinking about. And diabetes research can be conducted in conjunction with universities, coinciding with the Prime Minister's visit or not. I would like to sign such agreement or begin negotiation towards such end with Middle Eastern countries. Otherwise, Mega Pharma will be capturing this type of indication. Mega Pharma will be capturing about 95% of expected revenue, and venture company will be able to enjoy only 5 to 10% of the revenue. In one way or another, Mega Pharma will be able to siphon off revenue. And so we do not want to tie up with such Mega Pharma. In the Middle East, oil price, what will become of oil price? There is shale gas, and the United States has become an energy exporter. And therefore, positioning of the Middle East countries will be changing. And what they're concerned about or worried about is that they have to, they're providing education and medical care for free, and schools are built for free. But after graduation, people do not have a place to work. And therefore, new industry has to be built. And new factories should be built so that there will be employment. And that is the proposition. Pharmaceutical, the drug portion, for pharmaceutical application, we would like to start from there. And in many other areas, in various Middle Eastern countries, we would like to provide the seed for new industry. And in Middle Eastern countries, we would like to create new jobs. We would like to introduce such potential. It has been some time ago from Abu Dhabi. The planning agency director general visited Japan, and he visited various financial institutions, but not many good ideas were proposed, and he wanted to meet me. And eventually, oil price will be determined in different way. In post-oil era, what should Abu Dhabi do? That was the question. And in my own way, I have provided responses, and I was invited to visit Abu Dhabi after that exchange. As an extension of that exchange, we are thinking of ALA in Mid-Eastern countries, and we would also like to expand into other areas, starting with ALA, with Arabian Gulf University. On the 12th and 13th of June, from Japan, National Cancer Institute, and National Cancer Center Hospital, National Center for Child Health and Development Care University, Juntendo University, Institute of Medical Science, the University of Tokyo University, and other universities. Professors visited AGU, and the result of the discussion was reported to the Crown Prince Court in Bahrain. So a good meeting was held. Bahrain's various news media have reported extensively about the visits. As for future business plans in Bahrain, currently it is during Ramadan, and after Ramadan, Arabian Gulf University will begin add-on study. GCC, six countries are gathered are planning to establish a large medical facility. About 40%, it is now about 40% complete. And the president of the institution will be from Saudi Arabia, but the president of the institution is a cabinet-level position. And for diabetes patients, add-on therapy trials is planned. Allah will be given as add-on to existing diabetes therapy, and we would like to begin that after Ramadan. And it will be an evaluation of Allah versus placebo, so the comparison can be made between Allah and placebo. And Allah ultrasonic silent drive therapy clinical trials will also be initiated. This is also epoch-making. Allah will be taken. Allah will be administered topically or orally, and photodynamic therapy to treat cancer is done in various parts of the world. But in case of photodynamic therapy, it will be reaching the surface. And instead, for cancer in the deep area of the body, what can we do? And ultrasound may be effective. That was the hypothesis. And there are papers that say that ultrasonic silent drive therapy is effective, and we would like to verify this. And at Medical University of Bahrain, clinical trials will be done, carried out. And Porphyrin Research Society International Conference will be held in October with the backing of Bahrain government. We are also accelerating 5 Allah-related business in China. We have 40% equity investment in Suzhou Eon Biotech Company, and it will be manufacturing active ingredient for 5 Allah, and production of medicine, health foods, and cosmetics that contain 5 Allah will be carried out. And we will also have 60% of distribution company. And now this is under progress on a full-fledged basis. 5 Allah is attracting attention. University of Hawaii Manoa Group has recently published the results of clinical studies of relationship between 5 Allah and glucose level in pre-diabetic subjects. More than 150 subjects were covered, and in U.S. Scientific Journal Clinical and Translational Science, the paper was published. It showed that postprandial glucose level was decreased when 5 Allah was taken, and the decrease was greater in a group that took a higher dose of 5 Allah. A research group with members from Hiroshima University and other universities published the research findings concerning reduction of glucose level by administering 5 Allah in nutrition and in Journal of Cancer Therapy. Sonodynamic therapy for glioma using 5 Allah in a mouse was published. And in July 2013, in Chicago, FASEB was held. At this FASEB, Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology, CTO Dr. Toru Tanaka of SBI Pharmaceuticals gave lecture concerning metabolic improvement due to Allah ingestion. In Japan and outside of Japan, we are seeing a very large response to these publications on effects of 5 Allah. About the future business management priority, since financial business is one of our major pillars, settlement, investment banking, and rather, settlement, asset management, and investment banking and brokerage will be three major pillars. And we are emphasizing asset management, investment banking, and brokerage. For settlement, SBI Sumishin Net Bank and SBI Axis are already carrying out this business. And we have to focus more on asset management and investment banking and brokerage. We will be putting more emphasis on these two businesses. SBI Securities, SBI Money Plaza, and SBI Investments are already working together. And they will be investing in venture companies. SBI Securities will be underwriting IPO. SBI Investments will be investing. And SBI Money Plaza will be distributing or will be sourcing new investee, potential investee companies. And we will be enhancing these abilities. Long-term asset will be increasing as we focus more on insurance company. Warren Buffett first invested in life insurance company as the start of his investment. And we will be increasing our assets. And we also have to have sophisticated asset management team. There are many companies that have asset management capabilities. We will reorganize so that we can concentrate high caliber team and structured financing capability. And skills will be also recruited from outside. People who structure such a product will be recruited internally and externally, and derivatives skills will also be recruited from outside so that we will have a very strong asset management team in life insurance and insurance, non-life insurance, and in asset management that we need to invest and manage assets. We are to provide a low premium for policyholders, that is good, but we also have to have a good investment so that we can provide high dividend. And that will add to customer satisfaction, and we will be able to differentiate ourselves. And therefore, the investment performance will be key going forward. And investment will also be leading to commission for SBI investment, and therefore, this is quite beneficial for the group companies. Inside and outside of Japan, we will be focusing on IPO strategies. We will be promoting IPO strategies. Insurance holding company, if we can complete acquisition of PCA Life Insurance upon approval from FSA, based on that premise, as soon as possible, we would like to establish insurance holding company. This also requires approval from FSA, but we would like to establish insurance holding company and PCA Life, SBI Insurance, SBI SSI, and Iki Iki Sedai will come under the umbrella of insurance holding company, and we plan to bring public insurance holding company. And we would like to advance the date of IPO to a sooner date than the currently planned IPO. And if we can achieve IPO of the holding company, we will be able to advance schedule. Not at the level of an insurance company, but at the holding company level, we would like to achieve IPO. As for corporate value consideration, please peruse the material at your leisure. But before I conclude, per share calculation is something I would like to share with you. And business value is 606.2 billion yen. And per share valuation is 2,700 yen. This is a conservative estimate. And you might think that we have to invest in Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank, but by selling some of our small portion of our asset, we will be able to finance that. And I'm not worried at all. This is 6 p.m. exactly, so I would like to stop my presentation, and I'm very happy to entertain questions. The leaders from group companies are also available to entertain your questions.